praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state with full firmness in Allah that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Him. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. How great a day we are in today. Millions of our Muslim brothers and sisters have stood on the mountain of Arafat, have circulated the Kaaba, have chanted, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. How great a day we are in today. يوم عيد الأضحى. When many of our Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah has given them forgiveness. For the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever performs the Hajj in the way it was supposed to be, Allah shall forgive his previous deeds. All his sins shall be forgiven. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here today in the city of Toronto, to gather us all again in Jannatul Firdausi with Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to gather us in this dunya in Makkah al-Mukarramah insha'Allah to perform al-Hajj. Our topic for today, ya ibad Allah, is given the title of At-Tariq ila al-Najah, the way to salvation, the way to earning Allah's forgiveness, to earning Allah's reward, al-Jannah, how to salvage yourself and your family and keep them away from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know for a fact that there is only one way to do this. And this is to follow in the footsteps of all of the anbiya, and to follow the same footsteps and path of all of the messengers, and to follow in the footsteps of those who followed them in the right path, as-saliheen. And we shall focus our attention to two main points. Two steps on the road to salvation, to al-najah. Awwalan, first and foremost, something that can never be stressed enough, especially in the city and the country that we are living in, taqwallah. The fear of Allah. Having the fire of the fear of Allah inside you, the consciousness of Allah. ثانياً الخوف من حساب الله. Fearing the day you shall be stood in front of Allah, where you shall be asked about what you did, and what you should have done, and what you did not do. Fearing this day when you shall be brought in the presence of Allah, the Most High and Mighty, on the day, يوم الحساب, the day of accountability. So let us look at taqwallah, so that we can know and understand what our responsibility is for ourselves and our families. It was never more beautifully stated as definition of taqwallah than by the great Sahabi Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where he said, "At-taqwa hiya, the fear and the consciousness of Allah, it is, أن يطاع الله فلا يعصى, that you are in total obedience of Allah and never disobey Him. The place you live is halal. The bed you sleep on is halal. The food you eat is halal. The job you work is halal. Your children do all halal. Your life is based upon the foundation of taqwallah. أن يطاع الله, that you obey Allah and never disobey Him. وَأَن يُذْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى, and that you are always consumed with the remembrance of Allah. Remember Allah so that you will never forget Him. Remembering Allah by your heart, full of certainty that you do believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with your tongue saying La ilaha illallah, following the order of Rasulullah, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُوا. He tells us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, testify, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, you shall reach the good goal. You shall reach your destiny, your true place, al-jannah. وَأَنْ يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. And that you thank Allah. And that you thank Allah so that you are not led to disbelief. For once you, O slave of Allah, forget who has given you all that you possess. Your eyesight, your hearing, your ability to taste food, your ability to move, your wealth, your children, your family. Once you forget this, then you can be led into disbelief. And what is the reward of taqwa? Allah tells us in the Quran, وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا. And for those who fear their Lord, they shall be gathered to the Jannah in groups. حتى إذا جاءوها. Until they come close to it, not even to its gate, the door shall be open. حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها. The doors, the gates shall be open for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا. And its keepers and servants in the Jannah shall greet them, come out to them and say, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be given to you. طِبْتُمْ. You have done well. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Enter it and stay forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a test. He says, إِنْ تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. If you fear Allah, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Listen to your reward. He shall give you a way to judge between what is right and what is wrong. وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And shall remove your sins. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And shall forgive you. وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. And this brings us to our second point, which is the fear of the day of judgment. The fear of being placed in front of Allah, where you shall be questioned about the halal and the haram, the good and the evil, the right and the wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us of His mercy, but yet He equally informs us of His punishment. He says, ordering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Hijr, نَبِّئْ عِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَا الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنَّ عَذَابِي هُوَ الْعَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ. Declare, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my servant that I am truly the most forgiving and merciful. But equally declare and remind and proclaim to them that my punishment is the most severe. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the hadith narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim, rigorously authentic, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا وَسَيُكَلِّمُهُ اللَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تُرْجُمَانِ. None of you, there is none of you except that shall be placed in front of Allah without a barrier or an intermediary between you and Him. فَيَنْظُرُ الْعَبْدُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ. The person shall look to his right and only see his deeds. وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ. فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. He shall only see his deeds. وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ. And he shall look in front of him and all he shall see is the fire. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ ثَمْرَةٍ. So escape, protect yourself from the fire, even if it is by donating half of a date. Even if it is by donating half of a date. Know that on the day of Qiyamah nothing can be hidden. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةٌ. On this day you shall be placed in front of everyone and nothing can be hidden from the sight of Allah. Everything you have done is open and known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us fear Allah and let us prepare ourselves for the day of Qiyamah. For every question deserves an answer. So what will your answer be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
It is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on every day of Eid, he would make a special plea to the Muslims, to his Sahaba, men and women, to give generously in the path of Allah. And therefore it becomes my duty today to remind you of this order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For we are living in times of fitna and ma'asiyah, in times of fitna, tribulations and trials, and evil deeds and sins. People are committing sins daily, hourly, even by the minute, ya ibadallah. But there is a cure, and the cure is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells us, الصدقه تطفئ الخطيئه كما يطفئ الماء النار. Giving charity, halal, from your own money, extinguishes your evil deeds, expiates your evil deed as water extinguishes the fire. So if you have had shortcomings with Allah, if you have not ordered and fulfilled and done your duties that you should have upheld for Allah, you can return. You can remove these deeds by giving from your wealth for the path of Allah. And know for a fact that whatever you give in Allah's path, it shall be returned to you and many times more. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And whatever you give in the path of Allah in charity, it shall be returned to you. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And truly Allah is the best to provide sustenance.